This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
G'day everyone, and welcome to a very special, a super special actually, pod blast for the Place to Be Nation, coming at you from down under. I am Stace, your resident Divas enthusiast from Place to Be Nation, and I am here in Melbourne, Australia. Not Melbourne, as we have constantly been hearing, to a shudder down my spine, but Melbourne. Alright, it's Melbourne, guys. You can't pronounce it, okay? You gotta pronounce it as if there are no vowels in this word whatsoever, and you're just trying to smush the whole thing into one syllable, okay? Melbourne. That's it. So, one of my major highlights of the entire evening so far was that Jojo, to her eternal credit, is the only person in this company who can actually pronounce Melbourne properly. Well done to her. So yes, obviously I am here in Melbourne, and the WWE Super Showdown pay-per-view has just finished recently-ish. So this is a little pod blast on the road, I guess you could say. I'm not literally on the road, although I'm not far off. It is currently just past 3 a.m. Australian time. Australian Daylight Savings time, actually. It just ticked over. And so for the first time in a long time, I actually have no fucking idea what time it is in America. But I'm sure I'll figure it out soon enough. Anyway, yeah, I can't sleep, so I am outside wandering the streets of Melbourne doing this audio for y'all. I am currently down here overlooking the wonderful and fetid Yarra River down here on the water. I am dangerously close to the casino right now, so let's just hope I don't end up there eventually tonight, but we'll see. Yeah, so I'm here to, talk about, I guess, the live experience of the show. Wow, it's been a long day to get here, first of all, for all of us, I think. I know Dave Hall's morning started about 5 a.m. when he started making the trip down. I've been awake since 5 a.m., to be clear, and it's now 3 a.m., but my journey started about 8 in the morning. I left work, went straight to the train station to go to the airport. Me and my friend were supposed to meet up on the train. We ended up getting on separate trains, on the wrong trains, and finally found our way to each other, because she was my buddy for this trip. We couldn't find our gate at the airport, went to the wrong gate. Then our flight was delayed because of the shitty weather in Sydney. The flight itself was horrendous, and I came very, very close to throwing up on the plane, which would not have been pleasant, but thankfully it didn't actually happen. So we get to Melbourne and get lost trying to find our hotel, which is pretty much impossible because in Melbourne, all the streets are perfectly lined up and perpendicular to one another. Like, it is the most organized CBD of any city I've ever seen. And we still got lost. So, go figure. But we eventually found it, and eventually, after all that, a pretty standard organizational shit show from myself, we eventually made our way down to the G, as it's known, and to the G for the Super Showdown. It's actually, it's really, really strange, and I still can't get over it, watching a wrestling show at night. It's really super weird. I am so used to watching wrestling in the morning, especially live wrestling. And it's so, for any of you guys who woke up early this morning to watch the show live, you have a little taste of what my life is like when I watch pay-per-views and watch shows with y'all. It's usually very early in the morning. Yeah, and so, yeah, we're at the MCG today. It's a huge crowd. I'm sure they probably had to kayfabe a little bit to say that I was over 70, but it was probably fairly close to a legit 70,000 people. I mean, yeah, like, we walked in, and it was still pretty sparse at that point. There were a lot of empty seats. There was a lot of room on the floor. And you're just thinking, oh, God. But we walked in like about an hour before bell time. And then by the time the show started, the place was packed. And every single seat on the floor was filled, even though there was a lot of space on the floor behind them, just because the ground itself of the MCG is so huge. But it, honestly, there are a lot of damn people in that stadium. And it was a pretty good crowd, and they were pretty much up for the entire night and were into everything. And so it was really good that way. It was an interesting crowd. It's funny how all the wrestling people come out of the woodwork when these things happen. A lot of wrestling shirts in Melbourne today. There was even, I don't know if you all would have seen on Twitter or on Instagram, there's laneways in Melbourne that have graffiti art on them, like on purpose as, you know, as an art thing. And there were murals that they put up for this event. Someone did a mural combining John Cena and Stone Cold's heads together, which was terrifying. And there was another one of Becky Lynch, my girl, wore Becky, so I got a photo of that. And yeah, and so there were a lot of course, a lot of people holding title belts and a lot of Bullet Club t-shirts in the house. Although nobody tried to too sweet me today, unlike in New Orleans. These must be more reserved Bullet Club fans, if there is such a thing. They're in Australia. There was someone dressed in head-to-toe Undertaker outfit, which was impressive, and apparently there was a Kevin Owens and Elias cosplay duo as well. And I saw at least two people wearing actual Ric Flair robes, hopefully with something underneath, but I mean, you never know. And yeah, so, you know, I mean, but it was a good crowd, pretty good bunch. And speaking of, before the show, I got to meet the delightful Dave Hall, fellow Place to Be Member Nation, fellow Place to Be Nation writer, the author of The View from Down Under, which you can see on the Place to Be Nation website if you haven't already. It's pretty good. Check it out. Yeah, so it was really cool to meet Dave. Dave's a cool bloke. We had a good old chat for a while there, standing outside while I spilled my food everywhere, which is, you know, again, pretty standard. Yeah, so it was fantastic to meet Dave. It's always fantastic to meet a member of the Place to Be Nation, I guess. Bear with me, it's 3 a.m. And we also had in the house another member of the Nation, Michael McDonald, who unfortunately I didn't get to meet today because, quite frankly, he completely ditched me and went inside before I got there, but no offense taken, Michael. But yeah, and so that was all that and the build up, and then it was onto the show, which was pretty much a pretty good time, I feel. I mean, I don't know yet how it came off on TV. I'm very interested to see how it came off on TV. But being there live in the crowd, it was to borrow a phrase from Johnny Soro, I think it was a fucking blast, frankly. It was pretty fun, it moved fairly quickly throughout the night, and they're all pretty much, everything was at least fun, at least, you know, at least good. And a lot of the right people went over, which I think really, really helped my enjoyment of the show and everyone's enjoyment of the show, really. And yeah, it was just a good time. The crowd was good. The crowd was into it, like pretty much for the most part. And yeah, all in all, it was a fun show to be at live, and just being in a stadium with that many people, you know, cheering and going nuts for things. Like it's really hard to not have fun in an environment like that. I think the clear highlight was, well, first of all, I feel like the Iconics got a good reaction when they came out, being from Australia, and they got to cut. Well, see, that's the thing. They cut that promo, the nice promo, and I was waiting for the other shoe to drop, because I know the last time they came here for the NXT house show, the Iconics were still in NXT, and they came out and tried to heel themselves to the crowd, even though they were from Australia, and it did not work. So I'm glad they actually went the opposite direction today and just leaned into it and had them be the hometown girls. It really helped. And it helped with the crowd that they went over as well. And I think it meant a lot to them that they got to do that. But they weren't super over after the bell rang, like during the match. So I was kind of worried about Buddy Murphy because I knew he'd get a good reception once they announced him from Melbourne. But I also thought most of the crowd probably wouldn't know who he was because, I mean, who the fuck watches 205 Live, right? But man, he came out and JoJo said he was from Melbourne and everyone went off and he was suddenly the guy. And this is like the birth of Buddy Mania right here in Melbourne because it was amazing. And honestly, this match had the most heat of any match on the card. I don't know if it translated enough or not, but this match had the most heat of the entire card. And this match, the crowd cared about the result the most. And it was a match where literally people were like chanting and clapping and cheering for him the entire match. And it was the only match that happened. We were just going off and I was going off and I was sitting there going, oh my God, if they jobbed this guy after all this, he was just over and over and over. And then he finally hit his finisher one and 70,000 people fucking went off. And he obviously, like, you could see he was over the moon, you know, and I feel like he's been toiling away, like working so hard and doing so much good shit on 205 Live to like so little reaction and for so little reward that like, that he got to have that moment, have that big win in front of such a huge crowd going nuts for him. Like, that was a big moment, and I'm glad he got to have it. Because he really, like, cliche aside, he really deserved it. So that was the best thing on the entire show. The second best thing on the entire show was not even on the card. Because, oh my God, there was a match in the crowd between two little kids down on the floor behind all the seats, and it was the greatest fucking thing I've ever seen, let me tell you. Like, it was about when, excuse the train going past in the background, my bad, I should have picked a quieter spot. When Brian and Miz, must have been when they were making their entrances, these two kids started wrestling out on the floor, and it was so good. It was such a legitimately good match that everyone in the vicinity who could see them, like everyone around them on the floor and everyone up behind them on the stands, you could see them, we all started paying attention to them instead of the Brian vs. Miz match because it was just so good. Like, Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega and shit, eat your fucking heart out because these kids were going at it, like spot for spot, move for move, hitting all kinds of shit and then just no-selling it. Like, it was amazing. And then they get to this finish. Everyone's like super into it. And they get to this finish. And by the way, the Brian vs. Miz match ended after like 3 minutes and nobody was even paying attention to it because of this kids match, right? Like, I don't even know what the fuck happened at Brian vs. Miz because I wasn't watching. I was watching the floor. And these kids, right, because they get up to the finish and Kid A gives Kid B a legit FU, like an attitude adjustment right there on the floor, and pins him. And we counted the pin, 1, 2, 3. And Kid B, who just got pinned, fucking jumps up and no sells and then launches at Kid A and like hits a shoot spear on this kid because he was so pissed that he just did the job. Like, it was so amazing. It's the greatest shit I've ever seen. And I give it a full 6¾ stars. Like, it was amazing. And then they came back for a rematch about a minute later. Another little rematch. I don't know if Kid B got his revenge or not because I couldn't really tell what happened. They were a bit further away at that point. But man, like, it was amazing and legit was like everyone in the crowd was going nuts for them. It was amazing. And I didn't even see the finish of Brian vs. Miz. I missed it. Also because it was 3 minutes in, I wasn't expecting the finish, but I guess that's, you know, that's another story. So yeah, there's a lot of fun shit happening. I'm not going to get like too deep into like the entire card because I think we'll do, Michael and Dave and myself are going to get together over the weekend and put together a little something in a written format for the Place to Be Nation website. So keep an eye out for that on the site as we get that done pretty soon. But yeah, this is just sort of like my initial live reaction from being at the show. Like, well, one of my favorite things in the entire show happened before the show, just before the show, when the announcers came out and it turns out that Renee Young has an entrance and has an entrance song. And in turn, Renee Young was marking out over the fact that she has an entrance and an entrance song. And it was just so wild. And I love Renee Young. And like, the sooner that WWE realized that Renee Young is the guy, like, the better off we'll all be. And speaking of the guy, excuse me for one damn minute, but Becky Lynch, War Becky, my girl, right? What the fuck was that finish? Oh my god, they're still trying. I mean, you gotta give them credit for persistence, I guess, but my god, what a fucking shit show of a finish. Because she was beloved. Like, I thought Charlotte might have been more over in Australia, because I think she's generally over in Australia, but like, no, she was hated and Becky was loved, and everyone just hated the finish because it was so fucking stupid. And oh my god. But my one solace in all this is the fact that I am sitting here recording this for you and I'm not in jail right now, because Becky Lynch did not, in fact, lose the title right in front of my eyeballs, and I did not have to, in fact, start a riot in the stadium and get arrested and probably banned from the MCG. So, you know, that's a win. But these people, they drive me crazy. I don't know what else I should say right now. I can already tell, just from the first few opinions I've seen float through since the show ended, I can already tell the main event is going to be super divisive either way. Everyone who participates in the Place to Be Nation live chat and knows me knows that I was not looking forward to the main event in any way. I just had zero feelings. But honestly, like, being in the stadium, seeing everyone go nuts, because everyone was really into the match, and apart from the fact that I was in my own match with my own bladder, because I had to pee the entire fucking time and they wrestled for about 37 hours, apart from that, I really had a blast with the main event. It was, you know, it was a lot of fun. Like, it was long and arduous, and it was something, but it was still a lot of fun to watch. And I mean, there was a point at which, after the match, when Hunter was like picking up The Undertaker and hugging him, and everyone was raising each other's hands and bowing and sucking each other off, and I was about to vomit for the second time today. You know, today's been quite a day. But then finally Taker and Kane turned on them and beat the shit out of him and put Shawn through the table and possibly even dislodged his hat. So, you know, that was fine. They just made me wait for it, but it turned out all right in the end. And so now we get the Saudi oil money tag team match of a lifetime, I guess, which I still really don't care about, but whatever. Like, the main event was fun to sit there in the stadium and watch live, to be honest, so I really can't complain. I mean, like I said before, like, when you're in a stadium that big with that many people jammed in, having a good time and cheering and being into it and stuff, and it's, you know, and it was a really good, really fun show, like, it's really hard to complain about that. And I don't really have complaints, so just wanted to sort of pick out a few things that I really enjoyed that I wanted to talk about that weren't necessarily about the matches themselves. That, again, we'll get into, like, in longer form in a written piece over the weekend. But yeah, that was just my live reaction of the show, seeing that it's now 20 past 3 a.m. and I hear sirens going off in the background. God knows what's going on. There's even odds that I walk back to my hotel room or walk to the casino right now, so we shall see how the night plays out. But for now, I will probably leave you all. My phone's about to die too, so there's, you know, a lot's going on down here. But anyway, this is, yeah, just been my little live update for y'all about the show, and I hope anyone who did have to get up at from 2 to 5 a.m. in America, and later in Europe, I guess, to watch the show, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope we put on a good show for y'all. And yeah, so that is the Super Showdown from Stace. Thank you for listening to this rambling in the middle of the night from myself, and I will see you next time.